It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I myself had a kind of a crazy busy weekend. Went out this weekend and chopped down the old family Christmas tree. We have been doing this as a family, the five of us, I have three boys, for the last, probably 10 years or so. And so last weekend, we tried to go out and get her done and failed miserably. We tried to go to we've been going to the same tree farm for most of that last 10 years. And last weekend, so my youngest boy absolutely loves trains. I mean, he is obsessed with trains, all things trains, 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 trains. So my wife found this tree farm down in Medina, which is about an hour from us, that had train rides, I think kind of through the woods to this tree farm. And so she thought it would be a really good idea. I guess it was a caboose that would take you back to the tree farm. So she thought it would be a really good idea to do this one. Well, which I agree with. So we all got in the car. My older boys were pissed. My younger guy was all excited. And we drive out there. And all week I had been looking and it said, I think it's going to rain. Well, sure enough, we get about 30 minutes into our drive and the heavens just let loose. And so, make a long story short, we didn't get a tree last weekend. We actually ended up going to two tree farms. We did not go to the one very far away because the cabooses and the trains weren't running in the rain. So we didn't go there. But we did try to go to two tree farms. The trees sucked. We couldn't find anything we want. Long, long story short, this past weekend, the weather was beautiful on Saturday. It was in the 50s here. So we got all five of us out. We went back to the original tree farm that we normally go to, and we cut down our Christmas tree. And the only reason I relay this story is back when I was a dipper, that entire process of walking out into the woods, into a tree farm, cutting down a tree, surveying, taking all the pictures, wrapping it up, getting it back to the car, wrapped up on, that entire process would have included dipping the entire way. And I just can't even begin to tell you how awesome it is to not have that albatross around your neck of having to have a dip when you do every single thing all weekend long. So in addition to that, yesterday afternoon, my Cleveland Browns shit the bed, lost another game for a team that at the beginning of the year we thought was going to be, maybe a player or two away from, God forbid, maybe even a Super Bowl or appearance, or at the very least a deep playoff run. This team has been absolutely decimated by injuries and poor decisions and poor management. And so they just went and had a 2-week West Coast road trip, which should have resulted in two wins, in my opinion, and instead resulted in two losses. So we watched a little bit of that debacle yesterday afternoon and started putting up the Christmas tree. Like I said, we cut it down on Saturday, got it inside yesterday afternoon, got the lights on it at least, and we will probably do the ornaments throughout this week here. Wanted to talk this morning a little bit about the concept of the fog of quitting dip. If you've been around the platforms of Kill the Can, you've probably read about the fog. And what we're referring to this is it's this period early in your quit, a couple weeks into your quit, so you're past that initial pull your fingernails out, oh my God, this is terrible phase. And you're into this phase where, like I said, you're a couple weeks in and you just don't feel right. Something is off. You might feel a little bit dizzy. You might feel like you can't concentrate. You might feel like you can't form sentences. You can't carry on a conversation. You can't concentrate on work or school or whatever it is. And this is what we refer to as the fog. I can remember very vividly. So I quit on July 24th and my birthday is August 2nd. So about a week or 10 days later. And I was so foggy on my birthday that at the time I was working for a small digital agency and they had a ping pong table kind of in our break room. And I was so foggy that I had a really hard time tracking the ball while I was playing ping pong. And for people that have never gone through a nicotine quit, this might be really, really scary. And I'm here to tell you that, believe it or not, it is remarkably normal to be this foggy at the beginning of your quit. The good news is it doesn't last too terribly long. And like I said, for me, after, I don't know, maybe a week or 10 days where I thought I felt really, really foggy. And then it just sort of lifted, which was a really pleasant, I won't say surprise, but a really pleasant turn of events, because I'm not sure how long I could have gone on in that kind of foggy state. I can tell you that for some people, it is really intense and only lasts a couple of days. For other people, it will last a little bit longer and will be a little bit less intense. I'm not quite sure. I wish I could tell you kind of what the variables were that made the difference. But I wanted to record today and talk about this because I think it's really important that quitters understand what it is they're getting ready to face, or if they are dealing with this, they can rest a little bit easier knowing that they are definitely not the only people that have gone through something like that. So again, when we refer to the fog, that's what it is we're talking about. We're talking about this period in your quit where, you know, you've been quit a couple of weeks and you just kind of feel off. For me, it kind of felt like, you know, maybe you've had like two beers, right? You're not stone cold sober. You're certainly not drunk, but it's like, I'm just kind of feeling a little bit off or a little bit affected. That's kind of the best way I can describe what the fog of quitting dip really feels like. The good news is that it doesn't last long and it's completely normal. We'll talk to you soon, quitters. Have a wonderful day.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.